A man finds a treasure in a field. Perhaps he was a hired laborer. And the logical thing to do is to take that treasure. But he hides it again instead of taking the treasure. And out of joy, he goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. What's the message here? Perhaps it is that one cannot steal the kingdom of heaven. You can't just take it. You have to give up everything to obtain the kingdom. Which makes sense, since the first commandment is to love God above everything else. And the next parable that Jesus teaches us today is similar. The merchant finds a precious pearl. So what is he to do? He goes and sells all that he has to buy that pearl. Imagine a merchant that has nothing left except one pearl. He cannot eat the pearl. He cannot live in that pearl. Yet he has everything he wants. It's a radical choice. The third parable is about the dragnet that brings up many things at once. Good fish and bad fish and sticks and seaweed and junk. And when it is full, they haul it ashore and sit down to put what is good into buckets. What is bad they throw away. Thus it will be at the end of the age. The angels will go out and separate the wicked from the righteous and throw them into the fiery furnace, where there will be wailing and grinding of teeth. So Jesus tells us again that hell is real. He speaks of hell more than all the rest of the New Testament together speaks of hell. And then the gospel concludes with Jesus saying, "Then every scribe who has been instructed in the kingdom of heaven is like the head of a household, who brings from his storeroom both the new and the old." This is a mysterious saying, scribe. Every scribe. Well, scribe is one who can write. But this scribe is, he's talking about scribes that are instructed in the kingdom of heaven. So, those who know the scriptures. So our Lord wants his disciples to know the scriptures, know the Bible, understanding that the Old Testament is revealed in the New, and the New Testament is hidden in the Old. Jesus is showing his disciples how the prophecies of the Old Testament are fulfilled in the New. And that's what we have to pay attention to. That's what our homilies are trying to point out. In our first reading, we have King Solomon, who prays for wisdom. Instead of selfish things, he prays for wisdom. Why? So that he can discern the good and serve God by governing his people. Serves God by governing the people. And our psalm reflects that, responds to that, Psalm 119, saying, "I have said, O Lord, that my part is to keep your words. The law of your mouth is to me more precious than thousands of gold and silver pieces." So that can be applied to Solomon. He wants God's word, God's wisdom, more than he wants wealth. So true treasure is the scriptures. True treasure is the word of God. So apply it to our own lives. How much do we love the scriptures? Do you love the scriptures more than gold? How often do you read the scriptures? Ponder that. Ponder the scriptures. "Blessed is the man whose delight is the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night." We don't need a Bible in front of us to meditate on his law day and night. All we have to do is memorize a little of it. Keep it in mind. Keep it in our memory and ponder it day and night. So Christ is that hidden treasure in the Old Testament. He's hidden on every page, as St. Jerome said. He's hidden in the parables. So let us search for that treasure. And may the law of God's mouth, Jesus' mouth, may that be more to each one of us, more precious than thousands of gold and silver pieces. Because Jesus is the true treasure. He is the pearl of great price.